Field.
In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
It's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. Talking today with Kathy Wright from Marissa Chamber, and joining us this morning, we have Robert, and we'll go ahead and let him kind of tell us what he's got going on first.
Okay, I'll tell you what's going on at Hooker's Men's Store, and it's good to be on with Kathy.
Yeah.
Longtime friend. I think it would be fair to say that, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, first of all, Jeff, I want to talk about 8th grade graduation at Sparta tonight. And a neat graduation gift for the 8th graders is some Sparta Bulldog items as they enter high school. And we've got short sleeve tees, long sleeve tees, hoodies, shorts, sweatpants, bulldog hats, all kinds of things for the 8th graders as they go into Sparta High School. Now, as for seniors, we know they want to look their best on graduation. It's a pretty special day in their life. So we can help them look their best with Levi Dockers, Hager slacks. We have Van Heusen dress shirts if you want a dressy look, and we can, of course, put a tie with that. We also have dressy button front shirts and some polo shirts, too. And so a couple of gift ideas for them that we always do well with is aftershave colognes and billfolds. But always a favorite for the seniors, and for that matter, a lot of people, is the Hooker's Men's Store gift certificate. And that way they can come in and spend it on whatever they want. So that's always an appreciated gift. And of course, any of these gift items I mentioned will gift wrap free. Another thing for the graduates that might be of interest is, you know, when they unpack that cap and gown, it's a wrinkled mess. And you can't iron them. They're just so thin, and they scorch or burn. But we've got a steamer at Hooker's Men's Store, and for $5, we'll hand steam it. And it doesn't take that long. You can wait while we do it. It'll just take a couple of minutes, but that's a safe way to do it. That way you don't scorch it or burn it. We can steam it at Hooker's Men's Store. Just a $5 charge, and we'll be happy to help them out.
I think I could use that steamer here this morning.
Yeah, well, every time somebody sees it, they say, I wish I had one of those at home.
It does
miracles, you know. It's a neat, neat item. So I'll let you get back to Kathy and her part of the program, and I'd better get back to work.
All right, Robert,
see
thanks.
You. Good to see
Good
you,
Good to see
Kathy.
You, Robert.
Always, always.
All right, Robert Graham from Hooker's Men's Store. Stop by and see him, and especially with the graduations coming up, and check out everything there.
And Hooker's Men's Store is about one of the only places anymore that does gift wrapping. That is great that you do gift wrapping. Yeah.
You know, that's really something. And we've got all kinds of roles. It's just a little service, you know.
Yes, it's great.
It's not a big deal to do. And it always seems harder to wrap at home. You know,
yes.
When you're working off a table or a counter.
Or even trying to find the paper is always my thing.
Or the right size box.
Right.
We used to have an attic full of boxes, but they were never the right size.
Yeah. Mm.
So we've got all that at the store, and we're happy to do it.
Great.
Good point, Kathy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
All right. Again, Robert with Hooker's Men's Store. All right. Again, we're talking with Kathy Wright from Marissa. And You got several things that you've got coming up here, one right away here.
Well, I'm going to talk about our neighboring community in Tilden. Tilden's having their 8th annual Tour de Tilden bike ride this Saturday. And your registration is at 8 o'clock, and the ride begins at 9 o'clock. There's a 5-mile, 10-mile, 20-mile, and 40-mile. It's very good routes that they have marked. There's low traffic. It's a paved course. We also have a sag wagon that if you just can't make it, they'll come pick you up. And we do have a form that you sign when you go out. It's just kind of keeping track that we know everybody got back. And then we do have, probably we'll have some extra shirts left. The entry fee is $20, and that includes a shirt. Our dry fit is $25. Now, I'm not sure what they'll have at the end of the day. And oh, it also says $30 day of ride, and there's no guarantee for the t-shirts. And that includes your lunch in this, and a drink, and a snack on the trail. So it's really a great time, and all donations go to the Tilden Scholarship Fund. As a matter of fact, they even have the kids that were recipients of the scholarship fund will help and come work that day. So if you're interested in that, again, it's at Tilden Park, and it'll be on Saturday the 18th. And just, if you don't know where Tilden Park is, just follow all the bicycles. You'll find it.
All right, and always a fun event, too. And
it's a great event. They've got over 100 people registered already.
Wow, that's a
they do a fantastic job with that.
Kind of a unique thing to the area as well.
Yes,
and enjoyable. I mean, exercise as well.
You know? Yes, so. And they have a great lunch: sloppy joes and chips and coleslaw, homemade coleslaw, homemade sloppy joes. It's great.
If anything, go for the lunch, right?
Yeah, go for the lunch. You can just come for the lunch if you want to. Just come for the lunch. That's good too.
All right. You've also got, I think you mentioned, a Cars and Crafts show coming up.
Cars and Crafts show, and that is Saturday also. So after you're done with the bike ride, you can come to the Cars and Crafts show, and that is out at our Marissa Rec area, right as you're coming into Marissa. We're going to have classic and spectacular car show. registration for that is from 9 to noon. Judging is at noon, and awards are at 2. And then the crafts and vendors are from 10 to 4. And that night, they're going to have the Turnpike Cruisers Band. And that's a great band, so I've heard. And one of my friends, I'm going to put in a plug for her. She is going to have the Scentsy lip gloss and that. And there's actually an app on your phone if you go to Scentsy Look. You can put that app on your phone, and you can actually see the colors of lipstick that you got. So that's kind of something fun, too.
I think that's S-C-E-N-T-S-Y.
It's S-E-N-E, and then Look is how you get it on your, if you go to your app store.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's S-E-N-E, Look. Yeah, it's really cool. They were playing with it at the yoga class this morning. Yeah, so that would be fun. And then you can try out different colors of lipstick. Mm-hmm. And she'll have, it's Michelle Dietrich that's going to be out there. And she'll have all of her different colors and everything. And you can try them on. Or, like I said, you can just get on your smartphone and see what the colors are if you don't want to try them on that day. And I don't know how many, I think they've got about 25 crafters out there. And they're going to have all kinds of food. So it'll be a great event.
All right, great. And it's coming up this Saturday as well.
This Saturday, yep. A lot going on.
There is. All around the area, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
So. No one can say they can't find anything to do Saturday.
That's right. That's for sure. I've got so much stuff to do Saturday, I don't know how I'm going to get it all packed in there.
I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Kathy from the Marissa Chamber. We'll be back right after this. 941, and again, we're talking here on The People Speak today with Kathy Wright, and we mentioned, of course, the Tour de Tilden coming up this Saturday, May 18th, also the Craft and Car Show at the Marissa Recreation Area coming up Saturday as well, and there's another event that's coming up here we've talked about before, but this is a big event for one of the Marissa's oldest businesses.
Yes, we've got the oldest family-owned lumber business in Illinois, Doug White Lumber. 150 years old this year. So we're having an anniversary celebration Friday, May the 24th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Marissa Village Park, which if you're coming into town from Sparta, you would turn left and go like you're going all the way out of town, and the park is on your right. We have a really nice park, and we have great restrooms. They just redid the restrooms, and they are awesome. Not that I usually talk about restrooms, but these are really nice. And they're going to have food and drink. They're going to have games for the kids and for the adults. We're going to have some of those, is it Carn Shuck games or beanbag that you toss and sack races. And we're going to have little, really nice little airplanes that the kids can make. The kids' crafts are from 2 to 4. And then at 3:30, we're going to have a presentation ceremony. And everybody is welcome. If you have any questions, you can call the lumber yard at 295-2315. We're going to have a paddy wagon there that a gentleman actually built. He got all of his lumber from Doug White. And we're going to have little black and white prison hats. And see, what else did we order? Oh, then we're going to take pictures when you're in the paddy wagon, or you can take a picture with the old truck that we're going to have there, and then we're going to have a photographer there, and you can get your picture in a little frame. Let's see, there was one more thing. Oh, we're going to have a horse-drawn buggy too, so it'll be a lot of fun, and the food's going to be good. We're having pulled pork and sloppy joes and cake and chips, and so, and beer, free beer. What more could you ask for?
Exactly. Lots of different things going on there. And fun things, too, and actually helping to, like you said, celebrate the oldest lumber business.
Yes. Oldest lumber business in Illinois. Yeah,
that's a long time for one
family.
That
is a long time.
That says something about, you know, the business itself, you mean.
And actually, it did not just in Marissa. Years and years ago, there was a lumber yard in Sparta. Was White's Lumber Yard in Sparta, and there was also one in Tilden. If anybody has any pictures of that, if they could get those or call the lumber store, they would be happy to pick those up or just get a copy of them so that we could use them down there. We're also going to have a slideshow presentation, and it'll just be a fun evening. Some memorabilia down there.
So, yeah, that's just kind of a neat trip, like you said, to help them celebrate 150 years, and also to see and do some interesting things.
It'll be great.
Have a fun day.
And there's going to be also, they're trying to get some crafters, like this lady does some kind of woodworking. She has a shop downtown Belleville, and she was thinking about coming down there and showing some of her wares. So we're trying to get a few people down there that have wooden products too. So it'll be fun.
Okay. All right. So that's Doug White celebrating a White Lumberyard, Doug White Lumber, 150 years.
And that's next Friday. That's the 24th.
Friday. So that this Saturday's full, and we're already starting on next Friday.
We're starting on next Friday. And then, if you really want to go into it, we're going to, our second Saturday in November, which I think is either the 8th or the 9th of November, we're going to have our Toast of Marissa. And I know it's early for that, but please plan to come. We're going to have a lot of neat and interesting things this year. So that's our event in November. And I know it's always cold in November. It's not always cold in November. But just put on some clothes. We're going to have four fire pits out there. So that's always fun, standing around the fire pit and drinking beer or drinking wine.
That fire pit is neat.
It is fun. It's fun. And lots of good food. So, and bands. Two bands, each going at the same time, one down by the wine tent and one down by the beer tent. So it's a great time.
So, yeah, it's just lots of activities and stuff. And as we talked about, too, the weather, sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot, but warm, you know. But, you know, you got the fire pit. You can grab you something to eat, stand there, warm up at the fire pit.
And it's fun.
So, all right, let's go ahead and take our next break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Kathy from the Marissa Chamber. We'll be back here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back. I got about 3.5 minutes or so left in the program today, and talking with Kathy Wright. And we'll just kind of recap a lot of things. This Saturday is pretty busy.
This Saturday we're having the tour to Tilden, and the registration starts at 8. The ride begins at 9 o'clock. We've got 5 miles, 10 miles, 20 miles, and 40 miles. And it's a low traffic area, paved course. The fee is $20. Now, we should still have a few t-shirts left, but I can't guarantee any t-shirts. The guarantee for that was on April the 30th. So fee is $20 for a cotton shirt, $25 for a dry fit, and then they did say $30 at the day of the race. But you still have a few days left. If you want to get in on it, you can do it online, and I'm looking for the address online, but I don't see it here. Okay, and the money goes to the Tilden Scholarship Fund, and if you don't want to ride in the race or anything, you can just come down for the food. We have great food. It's Sloppy Joe's, chips, coleslaw, a drink. Oh, you can register on bike. reg.com.
Okay,
so we got that, and then we also have the Marissa Recreational Area is sponsoring a car and craft show out at the rec area, and the cars registration is from 9 to 12. Judging is at 12. Awards are at 2 o'clock. They've got a lot of crafts and vendors out there. That's from 10 to 4. And then they've got that night Turnpike Cruiser Band, which is a wonderful band. They'll have hourly raffle drawings, and there's a 50-50 drawing. And it's free admission. So come on out there on Saturday afternoon after you've done the bike ride. You can wear your biking clothes and everything.
And we've already got you started for next weekend.
Yeah, and I'm starting for next weekend, too. We've got the oldest family-owned lumber business in Illinois is Doug White Lumber, celebrating 150th anniversary, and we're having a celebration down at our park, the Marissa Village Park, on Friday, May the 24th from 2 to 6. We'll have attendance prizes. Oh, he's got some nice attendance prizes. He's got some of those, is it Yeti?
Yeti.
Yeah, we got some Yeti cups, and I think there's a Yeti cooler and some men's tools and stuff like that, t-shirts, hats. There'll be a presentation ceremony at 3:30. There'll be a craft for the kids from 2 to 4, making little airplanes. Oh, they're really cute little airplanes, too. Then we'll have sack races and those, is it corn? What do they call them things? Corn bags or something. Mm. Where you throw the bean bags.
Yeah,
cornhole
or something like that.
I think cornhole, something like that. Anyhow, we're going to have some of those down there. We're going to have an old Model T truck that Doug and Dale, I'm trying to think of Dale's last name. Anyhow, they own it together. And then there's going to be a paddy wagon down there. We've got little hats for the kids to wear. They can get their picture taken, get a 4x5 picture in a frame, free. Have lots of good food, pulled pork, Sloppy Joe's, cake, free beer, water, lemonade, tea.
Okay.
It'll be a great time.
All right. Just a few seconds left here, but you mentioned quickly the Coal Festival, which is going to be August 9th, 10th, and 11th, it says on here.
Okay, 9th, 10th, and 11th, yes. And we're going to have fireworks. We have $5,000 worth of fireworks. So that should be lots of fireworks.
So. All right, well, that's all the time we got, but Kathy, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you very much for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right, for the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you next time. Have a great day.